Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
You got a hell of a lot to learn about rock and roll
on Crap from the Past.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and thanks for tuning in. This week is Dave Edmunds' birthday. Dave Edmunds, born in Wales, April 15th, 1944. And since he is one of my all-around favorite pop artists, let me play you a whole bunch of songs by Dave Edmunds. I'll start you with a song that put him on the map here in America. It's I Hear You Knockin' from 1970 on Crap from the Past. Dave Edmunds from 1970, and I Hear You Knockin'. Now, that particular song can serve as a pretty good backdrop from which to judge Dave Edmunds' career. One could sort of pigeonhole him as a rock and roll revivalist, and he had a thorough and complete worship of the stuff that had come before him. And if you listen to that particular song, you hear the production techniques of Sam Phillips and the whole Sun Records sound, and a little bit of Phil Spector thrown in there. So Dave Edmunds built his own studio and played virtually all the instruments on I Hear You Knockin' from 1970. He also had a lot of respect for the artists that had come before him, and you hear him list some of the artists who had recorded that particular song. He lists off Fats Domino and Smiley Lewis and some other people who had done that particular song before he got his hands on it, which I think is pretty interesting. Well, he had a couple more solo hits where he's playing all the instruments himself, and then he finally hooked himself up with a real band named Rockpile. The rest of Rockpile was Nick Lowe, Terry Williams, Billy Bremner, and whoever else he decided to bring in who was hanging around in the studio. He released his first album with Rockpile in 1977 called Get It, second album with Rockpile, Tracks on Wax 4 from 1978, and a terrific album it was. I'll play you a single that was released off the album in early 1979. It's A1 on the Jukebox from Dave Edmunds on Crap from the Past.
When I started out, I thought that I would make it double quick. I had that kind of confidence that I was big to quick. But if you could stand in my shoes, you wouldn't feel so smart. Cause I'm A1 on the jukebox and nowhere on the chart.
Okay.
came out in the summer of 1979, and it's still one of my favorite pop tunes of all time. It's Dave Edmunds and Girls Talk, a song from the Repeat When Necessary album, probably my favorite album from the late 70s. Yep, I'm going on record as saying that. Dave Edmunds' Repeat When Necessary. It's 11 terrific songs, and not one of them is written by Dave Edmunds. Girls Talk was an obscure Elvis Costello B-side, and Crawling From the Wreckage is a Graham Parker tune, and it's got Bad Is Bad, a song written by an unknown at the time named Huey Lewis, who would record his own version of the song on the Sports album, and this song right here. Juice Newton would have a big hit with it here in the States in 2 years after this, in 1981, but I prefer Dave Edmunds' original. Here's Queen of Hearts from the Repeat When Necessary album on Crap from the Past. Dave Edmunds and the original version of Queen of Hearts, a song that Juice Newton would rip off note for note and have a giant size hit with here in the States. Dave Edmunds had a pretty good size hit with his version over in England in 1979 when it came out. Well, fast forward ahead 3 years, well, 4 years, to 1983. Dave Edmunds hooked up with Jeff Lynne from ELO, and Jeff Lynne produced an entire album of songs for Dave Edmunds and made it sound like an ELO album. One good song on it, though, Slippin' Away, was a single form in 1983, and here it is on Crap from the Past.
I'm holding on.
1983, it's Dave Edmunds and Slippin' Away. Well, we're celebrating Dave Edmunds' birthday here on Crap from the Past. He was born April 15th, 1944, and he has had one tremendous recording career. His first single ever was released in the summer of 1967 by the band Human Beans, and it was a single called Morning Dew. Just one song and then the B-side, no album to go along with that. And his recording career has lasted about 30 years. His most recent work, to the best of my knowledge, is an album from 94 called Plugged In. And let me read you just a little tiny bit of the review of Plugged In, which I found in Billboard magazine. Edmunds just has it. His infallibility as a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer has always been uncanny, and this album is no exception. From clever originals to electrifying covers old and new, this disc is loaded with irresistible, Edmundized rock and roll. What you're listening to now in the background is Saber Dance 94. It's a remake of his own Saber Dance, which he recorded with Love Sculpture in 1968, had a big British hit with it. Edmunds is still going, and this guy rules. He's Welsh, and he's one of my favorite guys ever from the pop scene. Happy birthday, Dave Edmunds, from all of us here at Crap from the Past. Crap from the Past is written, produced, recorded, and all that crap right here in the Weird Room in Minneapolis. If you like what you heard, tune in again next week, and I'll be back with something new and totally different. Happy birthday, Dave Edmunds. Bye-bye.